flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It is fun to get a chance to talk to Joshua Perry. He, of course, knows a little something about winning a title, knows a little something about the new Bears offensive quarterbacks coach, and we welcome him to the show, The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. He does a great job on the Chicago Sports Network, NBC. Joshua, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. I appreciate you having me on the show today.
Well, we're really looking forward to talking to you. So, obviously, you know JT Barrett. He was the quarterback the year you guys won. You went through so many quarterbacks that year. It was kind of extraordinary. I think it was 3 different quarterbacks in one season, as I recall. Because JT got injured, but now he's back in Chicago. I know you guys are friends. Are you excited? Have you talked to him? What do you think? How's he going to do?
No, I'm very excited for him. I think this is a great opportunity. You know, he's a guy who's kind of worked his way up the ladder. You know, tried to play professionally. It doesn't work out for majority of us, and then got right into coaching. And I think he's going to be great here in the city, particularly because of his personality and what that's going to mean for Caleb Williams there. I reached out to JT, haven't heard back from him. I guess he's a little busy these days, which I totally understand. But this is going to be really good. And, you know, I talked to Hall a little bit about it, but I think part of Caleb's development is reliant on buy-in and trust in the personalities that he's around. And I think that JT, just from his personality, but the way that he was able to lead us as a player, I know that's grown now that he's a coach. I think he creates that buy-in with Caleb right away.
So when you look at the impact he can have, obviously coaches provide direction. They provide, in some cases, somebody who could be a confidant if they're close enough in age, as JT Barrett seems to be, very relatable. So there's that aspect, Joshua. But I also wonder, technically, can he help Caleb Williams? In what ways do you think he'll help Caleb Williams the most?
Well, I think it's going to be from the standpoint of having Caleb really believe in the scheme. You know, one of the things that Caleb has shown that he'll do, and he did it in college, he did it throughout his rookie years, is he'll freelance. You know, he's got so much talent that he believes, you know, anytime he chooses, he can make the big play. And in the NFL, it's a really difficult way to operate. JT Barrett was a very decorated quarterback when he was at Ohio State. He was, you know, all Big Ten, everything, right? Very productive, has a lot of trophies on his mantle. And you can make an argument that the only way he was able to do that was because he believed in coaching and believed in scheme. And so I think there's this ability to go to a guy who is immensely talented and basically explain to him that if he can marry his talent with the buy-in to the scheme, the sky is the limit, right? And so I think that's where it's going to start. I think they're going to have to spend a ton of time together in the meeting room, really building trust, speaking the same language. You know, JT kind of proving that he does have this knowledge and the expertise. But it's going to come down to having Caleb really function within the offense, right? Like a guy like Jared Goff putting up numbers that he did. And I get he was a you know, number one overall pick. But the idea that Jared Goff was able to put up the numbers that he did, based off of what we saw earlier in his career, a guy as talented as Caleb should be able to absolutely thrive in an offense like this.
You know, it's interesting to me. JT obviously has been in the meeting rooms, right? He's been there with Ben Johnson. So there's a familiarity there. You know, the NFL, as we all know, is a difficult business, and you need people in the room you can trust. So how does he relate with Ben Johnson? How does he reflect what he's trying to do? And do you think it's going to be significantly different from Detroit to Chicago, given the different personnel involved?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're going to have to be these changes, right? Like, Everything can't be exactly what it was in Detroit. But I think there are some common things that always cross over. Number one is Ben Johnson's going to want to get the offensive line right so they can have a strong run game, they can protect their quarterback, right? Like, that's not something philosophically that's ever going to change. I think Ben Johnson's going to look around and say, you know, maybe need another tight end so we can get things rocking the way that it was in Detroit. But from the offensive skill standpoint, I think they're starting at a pretty good spot with what they have out there. Rome being a young guy, and DJ, we've seen what he's like when he's fully engaged at his top end, right? So I think he's now saying, okay, I had this chess piece, that chess piece, this chess piece. All of a sudden, the guys are a little bit different, but we got some good pieces there. So he's going to find creative ways through the formations, through the shifts and the motions, and ultimately through the post-snap to get those guys into a position where they can thrive. That's what you're going to see here. It's not going to be the exact same, but you get a guy who understands how to move chess pieces around the board. Ultimately, he can tailor things to fit what guys he has. The thing that I'm excited about, and it's why I keep going back to this idea that buy-in is going to be important. It's going to feel weird. It's going to feel different. It's probably going to ask guys to do things that they don't necessarily want to do all the time. But when everybody gets to the right spot and they're all utilized in the right ways within that offense, we've seen where every type of playmaker has their opportunity to make plays.
Josh.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Bears reportedly have interviewed Ohio State offensive line coach Justin Fry. What's your reaction to that? And why do you think that sometimes the NFL teams looking to revitalize their offensive line now are increasingly looking to the college coaching profession, because those guys coming to the league, they don't necessarily have the history, but they do have the skill set?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm a little bit upset about this one. Justin Fry is phenomenal. He's become a personal friend of mine. But I think he's a fantastic coach. I had an opportunity to sit down with him before Ohio State played Oregon during the regular season. I was just asking him about his offensive line. I thought that they were playing pretty well. And he was like, listen, man, we're not very deep. He's like, but I like the top 5 to 6 guys that we have. As long as we can stay healthy, I think we're going to have a pretty good shot. And then in that game, Josh Simmons, who was a transfer that he developed into a first-round pick for this upcoming draft, he gets hurt. And then down the line, they got a couple more guys who gets hurt. Seth McLaughlin, the guy who everybody said couldn't snap the ball, transferred from Alabama, became an All-American Remington Award winner at Ohio State. And he just kept having guys ready. And I remember the conversation where he's like, I don't know how good we can be if we have to go to our depth. But he worked with those guys. He grinded those guys. He got them right. And I think for the Bears, looking at where their offensive line is, you need a developer. You need a guy like Justin Fry who is maniacal. Watching this dude coach in practice, he is a maniac in a good way. I mean, like, voice is hoarse at the end of the day. And, you know, you can't coach pros like that. You kind of can, right? Because yeah, you got to show you care about them, but you got to get on them. They need to get a lot better. I think this would be a home run if Chicago ends up hiring him from the standpoint of the development. Justin Fry wasn't known as a great recruiter at Ohio State. You don't have to do that in the NFL. So it doesn't matter. And then with Press Taylor, I think those guys have a little commonality from a past game standpoint, having worked with Chip Kelly yeah. in the past. And so, you know, you have that works as well. I'm into it. I don't want to see him leave Ohio State for very selfish reasons, but I know the Bears could really use him.
Yeah, you know, I think that's well said. Very good stuff, Joshua, because the Bears, more than anything else, they got to get that line
That's
right.
That's a top priority.
They don't have yep. a lot of guys. Joshua, thank you. Great, great stuff. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Joshua.
I appreciate you guys. Take care.
That's Joshua Perry. That's good stuff.
Yeah, he has great insight yeah. into the college game. Certainly played a little bit in the league, so he knows what a good offensive line looks like.
312-644-6767, Mullion Hall on the score.